NRL players who get into trouble with the law have been put on notice. The league's got new rules, and now players charged with serious offences will be suspended while the courts deal with their cases. Here's the NRL chief executive Todd Greenberg at a press conference earlier.
There will also be provisions for a player to be stood down for a less serious charge if it threatens the reputation of the game. Both of these will be referred to as no-fault stand-downs, because again, we are not in any way inferring that the player involved is guilty of any offence.
Jessica Halloran is a sports writer for the Sunday Telegraph and joins us to explain. Jessica, thank you for your time. What do these changes do for the game?
Well, I think they're a measure in repairing the reputation of the game, which is what I would think is at a rock bottom low at the moment. We've had domestic violence charges, a rape charge against one of the stars of the game, Jack DeBellin, and also nude photo scandals and video scandals as well. It's just been a really terrible, I'd say, 12 months for the game.
How much of a cultural shift is this in the sporting world?
Oh, it's huge. And really, I think the NRL needs to be commended here. The fact that the ARL commissioned this morning passed this new policy is unheard of in Australian sport. It's one of the only sporting codes to have a policy which has really firm boundaries around player behaviour. At the moment, if you looked at the AFL's respect and responsibility policy, it's quite open-ended, whereas this, it really sets the limits and it really sets the boundaries, which is, I think, is a great move for the code.
So when they say serious offences, what does that mean? What's the criteria?
Well, the criteria is that any player charged with a crime that could result in 11 years or more jail will be automatically stood down. And players charged with offences that attracted jail time of 10 years or less, they could still be stood down under Todd Greenberg's discretion.
Okay, so we heard Todd Greenberg just before. He was saying players could even be stood down for less serious charges if they threaten the game's reputation. What sort of crimes is he referring to? How would that work? Because that's kind of like a maybe sort of element of these rules.
My understanding it would be some domestic violence offences. I think the one that we've got in front of the courts at the moment is with Manly Seagulls star Dylan Walker, who is up on domestic violence charges. He had an altercation with his girlfriend where he's alleged to have pulled her ponytail after he took exception to her interrupting his video game. So I think that is one of the instances where Todd Greenberg could perhaps use his discretion and stand him aside.
Already one player has been suspended under the rules. Talk me through what's happened there.
Yes, so last December it emerged that Jack DeBellin had been charged with rape, a rape of a 19-year-old woman, and it wasn't until the court hearing where it emerged, details around that rape emerged, that there was quite a bit of public anger around what has alleged to have happened, and there was a sentiment within the rugby league community, fans, sponsors, you know, stakeholders who felt that there was no way that Jack DeBellin could take the field with that rape, such a serious charge hanging over his head, and hence we've had this policy shift.
And you said really that the game's reputation has really hit rock bottom in the last year, but is it just about reputation or does it involve concerns about sponsorship and sort of broader role in the community as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Patricia, I mean, Blake Solly, the South CEO, said the other week that he suspected the game had lost upwards of $10 million in sponsorship. You have the Cronulla Sharks struggling to find a jersey sponsor. Three sponsors at Manly walked away after Dylan Walker was charged with domestic violence. The game is at a crisis point when it comes to sponsorship, and with clubs these days not rarely registering a profit, I think it's time for a policy like this to come into action.
You have been one of those who've been pushing for this change. Are you happy with this, or do you think the NRL could have gone even further? I mean, should players still be allowed to train while suspended? Do you think it's a perfect policy?
I don't think it's a perfect policy, but I think it's a good enough policy at this point. And I think for the NRL to do what they've done, to say, yes, we will stand down players upon rape charges, upon domestic violence charges, is a huge win. And I would hope that other sporting codes would be inspired by their new tough policy, and that we see a cultural shift, not just in rugby league, but I would say in other codes as well.
And what's been the reaction to this news from players and clubs? Have the Players Association said anything yet?
Yeah, they have, and they've been quite vocal. You know, in the week leading up to this, they don't want Jack Ballen stood aside. They stand behind the quite simplistic argument of innocent until proven guilty, but they're really seriously out of touch with corporate Australia and I'd say a new community standard, which expects that people in high-profile positions should be stood down when facing serious criminal charges. And I really feel they're quite out of touch.
So even though this has been announced, they're still opposing this. That's kind of unusual. Usually you see a bit of falling into line.
Yeah, you usually do, but it's strange. I feel like that some players still live in quite a bubble and have quite an air of entitlement around themselves. I mean, only yesterday we had Rabbitoh star Sam Burgess saying, oh, I think player behaviour is the best it's ever been, and it's just this, there's, you know, despite this terrible media coverage. Well, we wouldn't have to write these things if footballers didn't do them. Yeah.
So do you expect many players will be suspended this season, or will the new rules be a successful deterrent perhaps? I mean, that's the other part of this, right? Maybe people will start behaving themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that I spoke to one rugby league coach, one very high-profile rugby league coach last Friday, who said, you know, they're desperate for something like this to happen. They wanted, before this, Patricia, it was the clubs that were deciding the punishment. And, of course, the clubs are always going to want their best players out on the field. Like, that's what it's all about. And so they were happy to sort of ignore these indiscretions or not really penalise them or give them the minimum punishment. So having the ARLC come over the top, and now the it being the responsibility of the NRL, has sort of alleviated those sort of responsibilities for clubs. So let's hope the standard is lifted. That's what I hope, and you know, make it a better place for, you know, your kids to play rugby league and support rugby league.
Jessica, thank you so much for joining us and explaining it all.
Thanks, Patricia.
Jessica Halloran is a sports writer for the Sunday Telegraph, and this is RN Drive.